You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Siniša Labrović. He's talking to me from Croatia. Siniša, thanks so much for being with me today.
Okay, thank you for invitation, Brainerd.
Let's talk about what you're working on now. I know you've done a lot of work over the years, but what are you currently doing in Croatia? What's the current project or projects you're involved in?
Well, I'm just preparing some performances for the start season, which just started, because we had this summer break in a way, but I also had some other performances during the summer, and now it's just starting the new season. And I'm preparing some performances, and projects for London in November. I prepare something for Croatia, some new projects during the year, because I will create some things also for the first time in my life. Some performance festival in Croatia, and I don't know, some other things. There is a things which coming. We should have some group exhibition, Croatian artists in Moscow at some point in January 2019, but we are already starting with preparations. So it's different things for reasons in a way.
So let's talk about each one. In London, what's happening? That's a show of your work?
Yes, there was some short, chosen things in a way. There is a shortened kind of festival which was already done in Croatia. So we will have in this performing space in London. I can't remember right now what's going on. We will have some performances. My performance is titled Interview, and I'm doing it with the help of my friend who is a writer. And he's it's based like on this kind of paradox. He's interviewing me with the questions which you mostly find that is asked to the mannequins or famous people or actors famous. What you are dressing, about dress, about perfumes, and everything. But he also performed that in a way, like he's asking me as a policeman. Like I'm guilty about something, and then since I'm not very well introduced to the culture of famous people, what they are, how they are dressed, which kind of shoes they are wearing, the perfumes and other things, and then he start to torturing me. So it's kind of punishment for my bad knowledge in this kind of things. So this is something which I prepare for London. For Moscow, it's based
Before you go on, I want to talk about what happens in Moscow, but that's a very interesting performance. So let's just go over that. So he's interviewing you. This is happening in public. And you're answering these questions, and obviously, as you're saying, since you're not a celebrity and you can't answer them correctly, you start getting tortured for answering them wrong. That happens publicly, and for how long?
Yeah, it happens maybe for from half an hour or something. So I'm tied by the chair, for the chair, and he has just one light, directly hitting my face, and one light which is. Yeah, the place is in dark, like he interviewing me or asking me, and like a police procedure in a way. When somebody is guilty, or they try to establish is he guilty or not, and then he, so it's but the questions is as I told you. So it happens for half an hour, something like this.
And he's punishing you as well for the getting the wrong answer.
Yes. He hits me. He slapped me. He also on the end he smoked the cigarette, and he turned off the cigarette on my body, and he used this long stick, which is used by the policemen. He hit me by that stick. He yelled at me because I'm ignorant and I'm not kind of guy who knows those things, which is kind of introduction to the contemporary society.
Right, to popular culture questions and trivia.
Yeah.
So
something
putting
like
out
that,
cigarettes.
Yeah.
So putting out cigarettes and hitting you. I mean, is he faking all of this, or are you actually getting injured?
No. It is a little bit theatrical. This is for the first time that I'm doing like something like this. It is a little bit theatrical, but we don't have any kind of that we don't perform that before. We just he did that few times, but he's always he's always finding new questions. That's something new for me, and he has like a free hands to do what he thinks that he should do. So it's always open. It's based on the improvisation in a way. We had like a few things which we already agreed about them, but mostly it's about improvisation.
But are you getting hurt during these improvisations or no?
Sorry?
But are you actually getting hurt in these improvisations?
Yes. It's for real. Sorry. Yeah. It's for real. There is no fake things. It is for real slaps. It is for real hitting by this long stick, and it is for real that he put a cigarette on my on my chest, or I don't know, somewhere, yeah. That he turned off cigarette on me.
That sounds very painful. How do you handle that? That sounds very difficult to handle in terms of pain and knowing that it's pain.
I did some other performances which includes pain. So it's when something is already decided, when something is already proposed, and when I start to perform, it's already late to think on pain. So it's just like it is, no big deal in a way. Yeah. So it's like in life, yeah. It can happen in life that police or somebody else hits you or slap you or turn off the cigarette on you, so it's okay.
Well, it's also, but it's very unusual to see, of course. I mean, we've seen it in some performances in the past, but it's generally very unusual for an audience to see that. It's painful for the audience to watch, really. You know, don't you think that causes a kind of visceral feeling for the audience? They feel that in a way. It's upsetting.
But I mean, it's okay. It could happen. They watch it on the television, in news, on the internet. They can watch the all kind of true and fake. This violence. So I don't think it's kind of too much disturbing. And there is a tradition of performance which also use the pain, and this famous woman who's coming from this part of Europe. Marina Abramović, yeah, she used a lot of pain, and there is a lot of performances which includes the pain and a lot of risk in her performance. So it's almost normal in this to use this kind of tool in performance. So no.
I agree. But is the audience also implicated in a way? I mean, with what Marina was doing, the audience was meant to watch it. It was really designed to watch. The way Chris Burden, for example, did it when he was shot in the arm with a rifle while an audience was watching, as I understand it, he also felt that the audience could have stopped this. They're watching someone be shot or watching someone, in your case, be punished. You know, do you think that the audience should intervene or could intervene because they don't want to see that pain happen?
I don't think that they should. I had this performance in Belgrade, and there was some commentaries from the public, but they were quickly shut it up by my colleague in performance, by my friend, because he looks really seriously, and he's really strong guy, So he looks like he's really thinking what he's asking me and what he's doing, you know. So nobody intervened after that commentaries. And
which is even quite scary, isn't it? I mean, he's an authoritarian figure. They're witnessing a scene of torture, and you're saying partly because he's authoritarian, people don't intervene, which makes sense, but that's disturbing also, isn't it?
Yeah, it is disturbing. Yeah, it is disturbing, but it's kind of this border between the life and the art, the life and the culture, in a way, which happens, you know, and goes from this to that, and you know, forward and backward. You know, it is life, it is art, it is a fake, it is a real, it is a pain, it is a not, it is, you know, this kind of things, you know, disturbing. And the time is passing, and you're watching something, so you should decide also. And people also can be shy, can be afraid, or can be disturbed. They can leave, but they can also intervene in a way. So it's up to them. It can happen. Different things. I also had some other performances, which including the pain, and people reacted differently. You know, some of them. I was in Poland. I was once hugged, and I was preserved for some hits by the whip. You know, I hit my back with the whip in some performance. Many times, and the girl came after me, and you know, and she hugged me from my back, and she stayed there, yeah, for longer than an hour, and they took me out of the performance space and preserved, you know, that to stop me by hitting myself. So, but in some other places, they just left the place and left me to hit myself. So everything is okay by me. You know, I don't judge. What they should do, everything is in it. So, you know, I don't have this moral preferences on the audience reactions. They can do whatever they want.
Right, but of course it has different meanings. As you tell me, both of those stories, they both have different. You know, I react to those in different ways. You know, the woman hugging you seems. You know, very beautiful and kind of poetic,
yeah,
in a way, and the other,
yeah,
reaction also is equally as powerful, but in a different way, a kind of the idea of, you know, leaving the performance is also just as powerful. The audience leaving the performance,
yeah,
either,
yeah,
reaction,
yeah,
it seems to me, is you know, talks about us. What does it mean to be human? Also, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you put yourself in the situation, you are surprised that somebody is suffering, and you must decide very quickly what you should do. And nobody knows how you can be prepared if you know in advantage, you know, before what will happen. But many times you don't know, and you must decide very quickly, you know, which risks you will take, which kind of actions you will take. And it's also like in many of this psychological, this experiments from the 1960s, 1970s in USA, it shows that people react very differently when they have this kind of reaction. When they have the opportunity to make pain to somebody else, yeah. So it's and here.
Oh yeah,
you're
talking about the famous sociological film where people give shocks to patients under the doctor's orders, those kind of films?
No. There was experiments on this. I can't recall totally right now, but they were famous. So people are given they give opportunity if somebody give wrong answer, and it's given opportunity that they just by pressing the button to make a pain to somebody else, and it's,
oh,
visible.
Sure, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, which kind of level is pain? So that sometimes they go very, very high, and if it is not visible, so it's, if somebody is non-human in a way, somebody is not there to see, yeah, the reaction. But it's also kind of any kind of reaction on somebody else suffering, pain, especially when it happens in front of us. Yeah, so it's open. Yeah, it's open to reaction.
And let's talk about what's happening in Moscow. You were about to say.
There is an exhibition which not celebrating maybe, but it's in I don't know, celebration. Let's call it a celebration of 100 years of. But it will happen. Yeah, 2 years later, it's kind of recall of October Revolution in Russia in 1917, and now this is the subject more or less, and there is a lots of work since we had also here until 1990 this socialist or communist regime, which was let's say more softer in a way than it was in Russia, but still it was communist regime. And we have this kind of understanding, so they invited us, or there was a kind of proposition for collaboration, and they accepted. Now we are in process of, after the negotiation, but now we are in process of preparing the works which we will exhibit there. We send them propositions of our works, and they accepted. Now we are preparing, and there will be exhibition in Croatia in advance to TET in Moscow with the same works and the same subject and everything in next year. So it's and something like that. October 1917.
So when will that begin and end then?
I will start now to prepare these works which I will exhibit. There I already done one performance in Vienna in Austria in June, just recently, before a few months. And this performance did, with the tattoo inscription on my head, I will use as a part for my work in Moscow. And some other things I'm preparing also. I will have, I don't know, two or three works. I will have two works and one performance there. And this performance, which I already done, which will be base for the work, I have this tattoo.
So how will that work, that tattoo, and what is the tattoo?
It's tattoo is titled on my head. I tattooed like forever, yeah. I tattooed in the front of my head is written private property, and on the back of my head I have a skull. And under that skull is written "No trespassing." So it's kind of I'm declaring myself as private property, my head and my body in a way. So it's that's the start. That was the performance. By we are making tattoo.
How long does that tattoo only happens once? Is that correct or?
The tattoo is happens once, and it was already. I already did it in Vienna, and it is written already. Yeah, it is right now on my head, and it will be. I don't know. I can say forever, but until the end of my days.
So that's a performance that also you'll be living with to the end of your days, right? This is now written on your head, and people will continue to ask questions. So in a sense, that performance won't end. This is something that will be part of your daily conversations, most likely. That what does it mean that your head is private property, right?
Yeah. They ask me. Yeah, they ask me. I mean, somebody just asked me what is written because there is some hair already, and it is still visible that something is written, but it's not readable as much as before when I was totally shaved. And they ask me, and some other comes in conversation with me, what is that meaning, how I will stand with that until, further, how I will live with that, what my wife thinks about that, and things like this. So there is a conversation about that. I mean, it's not usual that you have, on the front of your head that is written private property, yeah. And on the back, those other things.
And before we go, I want to ask you one more question, because that's a great one to end it on, and also, of course, to hear more about in the future. But what is it that you're reading at the moment? And it could be anything. It's just a question I ask everyone, what you're reading.
I just finished two novels. It's Julian Barnes' Noise of Time, and Virginia, it's Great Britain or English novelist, and Virginia Despentes, this French novelist, it's novel Vernon Subotex, and I'm just reading Zygmunt Bauman, also Modernity and Holocaust.
Tanisha, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Bernard, very much. I really enjoyed it.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.